time for traffic.
New accident if you're traveling out Troy Highway this morning, just before you get to Taylor Road. This is going to be just past Perimeter Parkway and Tractor Supply Company. We've got an accident there. We also still have vehicles on the ramp, I-65 northbound to Cobbs Ford Road. They are off on the right side of the roadway. A little problem there earlier. Everywhere else, very busy. I-65 at 85, Taylor Road. 231 out of Wetumpka, 31 out of Prattville. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated when accidents happen. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J, Skywatch Traffic.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in the coffee. No sugar tonight in
the
tea.
The Guess Who, live in concert. Get your tickets now.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
First name is Deez, last name Nuts.
Deez 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 Nuts.
These nuts.
I'll bet you're wondering about this lengthy tribute to
These Nuts.
No.
He's not. But I know you are. This is because a 42-year-old Wisconsin man, that's his real name, D's Nuts, got arrested for battery last week, shirtless and drunk, standing on his porch when cops got there. And the police report actually reads as thus, walked up to the top of the stairs and took D's Nuts into custody.
D's really nuts.
I wish somebody. Anyway, this happened in Green Bay. He appeared, D's Nuts, appeared to be highly intoxicated when police showed up. And, of course, he's also a potential morning maroon.
Hey, it may have happened in Green Bay, but I bet that guy's from Florida.
Yes.
I bet he's from Florida.
He moved to Green Bay for the weather, no doubt. Anyway, he's a potential morning maroon nominee. That's a group that we salute around 45 minutes past the hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right. We have a bonus lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting coming up right after the top of the hour news from the Salem Radio News Network. Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Oh, I've got to look up that email from there. I want to announce the name of the person that won the console during the big February President's Day sale at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Gave away a $1,000 entertainment console.
Wow.
And Larry, I listened to what you asked me to do, and I am just waiting for our high-speed intranet here to pull up the email. The 50% off the top ticket price continues through the end of this month at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, where you have unprecedented selection, including entertainment centers. And Mrs. Leanne Hester of Montgomery won that. That was worth $1,000. And it's the entertainment centers they carry are designed to accommodate the large screen TVs. Yeah. So this is a place to find one, or accent pieces for your home. But of course, they specialize in furniture, and they're not limited to what fashion magazines are dictating. They cover all trades. You know, if that's what you want, you're going to find it there. They got 60,000 square feet of choices. And to give you a good idea, a preview of the scope and breadth of their selection, visit them online at ShopKyser. That's ShopKYSER.com, and see for yourself. And I got to tell you, you're never going to find a better dynamic duo suited to a particular business than Stella Beard and Leslie Wolfolk, because they are phenomenal. They know the inventory. Leslie has decorating experience, so if you're looking for a particular, will this go with that? Those type of questions, bring them into Kaiser, and she'll be happy to help you. Fantastic team. So if you're shopping for furniture, you must include Kaiser at 4044 Atomica Highway, plus save money on sales tax. It's 8.25% there as opposed to the 10% of Montgomery. And it's always good to save money whenever you can. That's Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, and again online at shopkaiser.com. And congratulations, Mrs. Leanne Hester, on winning that entertainment center.
And now a star is born. On March 12, 1946, the world welcomed little baby Liza Minnelli. When the future entertainment icon first came into this world, the doctor turned to her mother, Judy Garland, and said,
"Say, congratulations, Dorothy. It's a munchkin."
Liza Minnelli, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a tad past eight. It's a big tad, but it's a tad past eight with next.
Best part in news, I'm Rich Thomason.
Sorry!
FBI Director Christopher Wray has told a Senate committee that, in his words, there's a whole lot of threats emanating from the border. He warns that prison gangs and Islamic terrorists are among those exploiting the wide-open southern border. It's a big day in the race for the White House, a day that Donald Trump and Joe Biden expect to clinch their respective parties. presidential nominations. A group of Democrat donors has amassed a $239 million fund aimed at protecting seven Democrat-held Senate seats that Republicans hope to flip in November. Not even able to return to his country because of gang violence, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry has announced his resignation. And the Russian Defense Ministry says a transport plane, a military plane with 15 people on board, has crashed during takeoff from an air base in western Russia. Dow futures are down 3 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE. Bible.
811 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You're just in time for a bonus lesson from the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Take it.
Just past 8 o'clock on WACV. Are you ready to commute this morning? Maybe you take that morning train. You know what I'm talking about. Shinna Easton on your radio.
At that time, I had a character on my show.
You're ready for it. So kill me.
It's like we played it twice, it never got to the hook, which is why I wanted to wait for that.
I'm only human. I had a character on my show called the Weather Fairy. And you may conjure up a particular image or a sound in your head, but the Weather Fairy had a voice with these nuts. It was big.
Hello, I'm the Weather Fairy.
Yes, and he did everything with the weather, really.
Oh, okay.
Kind of sidekicked. And that's in the time when we used to do the theater of the imagination thing. So the Weather Fairy had a big crush on Shinna Easton. But upon seeing this video, she's it, man. Dark hair, fair skin, very kind of UK.
Betty loved being called the Weather Fairy.
Well,
it was a nice little juxtaposition because it's a weather fairy, but he talks like this.
Exactly. Thank you. You've discovered that. I actually started the character in Chicago. Except there, I had the guy that did the voice was one of my co-workers there.
It's the old, it's the old thing of,
it was very street. Let's put it that way.
What's the fat guy's nickname? Tiny.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of weather and Chicago, Tom Skilling just retired the other day.
What?
Yeah, he's done.
Mm-hmm. There's somebody I thought would work until the very end.
Well, how old is he?
I'll look it up, but he's been doing it for years, as you know.
Oh, yeah, no, he was absolutely...
What was his name again, Tom? What?
Tom Skilling.
Tom Skilling, there he is, right there.
Yeah.
He's 72 years old.
And he's retiring? What a wimp.
At 72?
What a wimp.
I'm texting with Ryan Stinnett right now, and we're talking about all the people who just retired in the weather, really big names in weather, who have just retired.
Yeah, well, as good as Tom was, he wasn't Harry Volkman.
Yeah, that's a famous name.
Oh, James Spann did a tribute to him the other day.
Yeah, for Skilling.
Yeah. His last day was February 28th.
Yeah. So that's a big name in the weather business. But
what's he going to do?
Glenn Burns Alan Seals down in Mobile, just retired. Glenn Burns in Atlanta.
You're not making any plans.
John Morales down in Miami. You know John Morales?
Yes.
Well, this is good news for you, Greg, because that means there's a meteorology position open on WGN.
You know.
And I know you've always wanted to be, you know, you followed your dreams in radio at LS.
Yeah.
So might as well hit GN and just start it again. You could, that'd be a... It's going to be your John Travolta, Bruce, or Burt Reynolds moment.
Now, Boogie Weather with Greg.
Ah, the memories of Chicago. And Michigan. Yeah.
Things change, the more they stay.
Span's contract is up in August, so we'll see what...
There. Yeah, that's what everybody...
He will not retire. Span will not retire. And neither are you. What do you need? More vacation time? I'll get it for you.
He'll sign another 5 years.
You need more money? Screw it. I'll sacrifice part of my paycheck to keep you around.
46 years now.
I'm glad you made that offer because I wasn't.
Hey, we're talking. It's a gesture sort of amount of money. You need Baumhauer's gift cards? I could get some of those.
Yeah, that sure.
I could share.
The breakfast alone ought to keep him here.
Yeah, where are you going to eat better than and just for hanging out and having fun with us for 3 hours a day? That's the ultimate gig. That's the dream job.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
We warmed up 6 degrees in 1 hour here, and the morning chill will fade quickly today, mostly sunny. The warming trend begins today with a high around 72, partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, overnight low 42. And then tomorrow, I think we'll be up to about 76 on Wednesday, near 80 on Thursday. Good bit of sunshine both days, filtering through some of those high, thin cirrus clouds. Risk of showers and storms holds off till late Thursday night. But widespread rain and thunderstorms Friday, just like last Friday. Oh, my gosh, you remember that. Well, that was relentless. And then there'll be periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Right now, this morning, at Maxwell and at MGM, it's 44, 817.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Welcome to March 12th.
It's National Girl Scout Day.
Girl Scout?
The Girl Scout.
National Girl Scout Day.
What do they do?
What do they do? What don't they do?
We do a lot.
They do a lot of volunteer work.
And they sell cookies, too.
I'm with the Girl Scouts.
How are we supposed to make money selling cookies, huh?
You'll see, they practically sell themselves.
Happy National Girl Scouts Day.
Showtime!
Have an interesting list of questions here we can ponder. It's not really a contest, though. We need a contest.
Our jelly beans are still here.
We still could do the which song the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will play when the total eclipse hits.
Do they actually have one? Because we can't. You know, we had so many possibilities.
They just have a PA system set up. Is
yeah,
what
they have, and they're looking for the perfect song to play.
By the way, numbers out this morning from Wall Street, inflation coming in hotter than expected. Who was expecting improvement? Who in their right mind would be expecting improvement given the clown show we've been dealing
with?
What
did you say yesterday about the prices in the grocery stores up 25%?
Since January 20th, 2021. Now, what could possibly be in common with inflation in that particular date?
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Ugh. Anyway, we are at 20 minutes past the hour. All callers to the show qualify for some grand prizes at the end of the week, one of which is the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. When I make my trip to New Orleans this weekend, I know I can leave with confidence. They just had the car week before last and gave it a thorough going over, in addition to changing the oil, topping off all the fluids, safety inspecting the brakes, and they take such good care of it. It's a Rogue SUV Nissan that I can drive from my door to my daughter's door, 322 miles exactly, and still have 100 miles of range. And I don't have a giant tank. That's the kind of mileage you get when your car is running at peak efficiency. And the folks at Don Duncan, the downtown location, take such good care of me, and they have all of the cars I've owned here. In fact, a wide variety of models. I remember, oh man, they have gone above and beyond for us so many times, and they'll do the same thing for you. That's part of their deal at Don Duncan, not just the top-notch technicians, the wholesale price tires that are available, the customer service that makes it possible for you to get your car taken care of with a minimum of inconvenience. Three locations to serve you: downtown at 408 Madison, Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Look for them on Facebook. Don't forget the Bell Road location, too, just north of Vaughan. At 8:21, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon here quickly. 18:19 news, and then we'll come up with something to give away, a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Skipper, what you got?
Continue to be busy around the boulevard this morning and on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. We're seeing a little bit less congestion on 231 out of Wetumpka. Not really seeing any accidents anywhere right at the moment. Nothing really to slow you down this morning. We're giving you an all clear at this moment. Fatmobile, Billbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery, be safe out there this morning, and we will keep you updated. Life is all about good food, good friends, and lots of laughter. The Front Porch Grill is a perfect spot for all three. Meet your friends at the Front Porch Grill, Highway 14 next to Food Outlet in Millbrook. For Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
18:19 News.
U.S. Congressman Dale Strong of Huntsville has legislation that's called the DHS Biodetection Improvement Act. That bill has already passed the U.S. House with a unanimous vote. The legislation is to increase the U.S. biodefense systems in order to combat terrorism, especially terrorism that seeks to launch biological agents into the air. Here is Strong talking about his bill on the House floor.
The anthrax attack of 2001 opened our eyes to a new threat landscape that includes acts of bioterrorism. The Department of Homeland Security established the BioWatch program, which monitors, collects, and tests air samples for biological agents likely to be used in a terrorist attack. DHS has faced continuous challenges in developing and acquiring new technologies to move forward the next generation of national biodetection. This legislation will ensure that DHS is fully leveraging every tool and resource to accomplish this goal.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroot Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
One of two sisters in Dothan has the charges of physical abuse dropped by prosecutors. Ida Newby was going to go before a judge this week before that dismissal was issued. Ida Newby and her sister Annie were both charged with stopping the medical treatment of their mother back in 2020. The two were then charged with elder abuse. Now only Susan Newby remains behind bars in Houston County. Her trial begins next month. There's a new Miss Alabama teen who was recently crowned. Chelsea High School student Allie Mims was chosen this past Sunday in Alabaster. Mims will receive thousands of dollars in scholarships and will be part of the national competition called Miss America's Teen. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory-certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection. Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Outdoor maintenance is hard work. When you look out the window on a hot day and you see the grass saying, mow me, do you really want to do that? It's not good for your health. It's hard work, so why not turn that hard work over to a team that is ready to work hard? And that's the team at Turf Stalkers. Brian McMahon and his group, Turf Stalkers, by the way, named for the Night Stalker, a jet that he was part of a team on during his service in the Air Force. So if you want that military dedication and attention to detail and a great result at a fair price, call 558-1611. That's 558-1611 for Turf Stalkers. They do a great job.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is 827 on News Talk 93.1 FM and a very extinguished individual on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I couldn't be better.
And it couldn't be a better day.
It is really, really nice.
Yes, sir. This is one of the days I've been waiting on. The reason I'm calling is that I'm going to the pond.
The pond?
Now you, the pond. What? Kevin, Gary Garvin, Butch, Ellen, AC. I'm going fishing.
Oh.
And what a day to go fishing.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
The weather is perfect.
It's a good day to take the morning train. It's a good day to go fishing.
Yep.
The weather is perfect.
Yep.
The ponds are full, overflowing with water.
Good deal.
I will catch bluegill, largemouth bass, and catfish. And guess who's going with me?
Who's going with you?
My wife.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say, the couple that fishes together, dishes together.
Yeah. We do that, too. Anyway, people from the heart of Dixie, EIB, Trump home.
All righty. Who can identify that caller? He is well known to our audience, so again, we asked the long-term news, because we're really tight for time this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can identify that caller at 272-9228, we'll give you a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card.
All right, sounds good.
272-9228. Let me get a word in for the Turners at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Four decades of excellence and founded because Donnie was an employee. He loves cars. I don't think anybody is more car savvy than that man. But he was working in the business, putting cars back together, and he was asked to do unscrupulous things. And he was told by his bosses, well, the customer's not going to know. And Donnie said, well, I will. And I do not roll that way. So he finally, after forcing them to fire him, started MPB. So he could do it the right way, and has been for four decades. And that's their reputation, and it is well-earned over all that time.
Oh, yeah.
Son Brandon, now part of the business there. So when your car's in an accident, It's not driving, we'll have it towed to the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If it is, get an insurance claim number from your adjuster right away so they can begin ordering all the parts that need to be replaced, repaired, repainted. And then once that work is done, they look at the car on a bumper-to-bumper basis, and they do everything with state-of-the-art technologies, talented people, and what we used to call elbow grease to make that car look good as new and maybe better. 2-7 Rec with a W is their number. They hope, we hope you never have to need it. But if you do, you're in the best possible hands at Montgomery Paint and Body. All right, I think we have a... Look at this. The whole board's lit.
And people know.
Who can identify that previous caller for us? David, you're first.
Hollis.
You're a winner.
Congratulations. Charles Hollis, and I'll give you a bonus point why he is even extra special. He was my first caller as a talk show host here in Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow. I've heard him call in several times myself.
Yeah. All righty, so you want a $20 Steve Bistro gift card with that little tidbit of information. Good work. And to everybody else that called, we've got your first name and last initial. You'll be in the grand prize drawing coming up on Friday.
The Ridge Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Thank you, Johnny. And we're going to see Johnny here in the studio here in a few days, I guess.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So our forecast for today, a chilly start this morning. Temperatures made it into the 30s again, but we are warming up. And the chill will fade quickly, mostly sunny, with the high temperature up to about 72 today. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight, low 42. Tomorrow's high 76 on Wednesday. A great day. Thursday's high near 80. Good bit of sun both days with some of those high, thin cirrus clouds. Risk of showers begins but holds off till late Thursday night. Then widespread rain and thunderstorms for another Friday. Remember how relentless it was last Friday. Well, periods of rain and storms will be around at times over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Total rainfall could be excessive, and we can't rule out some severe storms, perhaps. That's yet to be ironed out. Right now, this morning, it's 44 at 8:31.
ASE, the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We've had some rescheduling to work with this morning, so at 8:32.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
We have a, we mentioned D's Nuts last hour.
Yes.
And that's his actual name, D's Nuts. But we won't have time to play the whole montage. I'm glad we did it when we had the chance to do it. We have a guy here in Massachusetts single-handedly turning that state into Massachusetts after he was arrested trying to rob an adult toy store.
One cop shows up.
There is a witness with his description of what went down in that robbery. Why is this not playing?
One cop shows up, another one shows up, and then they lit up this whole area here, and they were calling them out. Once the helicopter showed up, the guy said it was it. They had a couple drones out and stuff, but that wasn't scaring them. It really makes no sense. One cop shows up, another one shows up. Maybe there's opportunity. This whole area.
Who had no audio coming through the board? Everything was going so well, and I've been in such a great mood. And now this? What to deal with this?
You got to pot it down.
Well, no, I had it up.
Oh, okay. Nothing's playing.
I'm not... Is it the phone? The board out of program or something?
Is there another tab open that is playing audio? No?
Well, if it would, we'd be here.
Wait a minute.
We'd hear it.
Right. Let me try it now.
Here, they're calling them out. What's the helicopter?
This is what we have with this featherweight board. Where if you look at it cross-eyed, it goes out.
Oh, so this is the guy trying to rob the adult
toy store. Is a witness.
One cop shows up, another one shows up, and then they lit up this whole area here, and they're calling them out. Once the helicopter showed up, you guys, it was it. They had a couple drones out and stuff, but that wasn't scaring them. It really makes no sense. Of all places, maybe it was opportunity. Like, who would have thought of it? You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's like, oh, I'll be the first.
And here's this happened in North Burma. Look at the store. Does that not remind you of the place on 31? It's and the same thing. There's always two cars in front of that store on Highway 31 on the way to Prattville.
Yep.
And that's the exact same set of kind of.
How would you know that, Greg?
He knows who one of those cars belongs to.
Because when I'm driving to Prattville Farm Center or Brian Jewelry or AMS Studios in Prattville, I keep my eyes open.
I know. Every time I drive to church.
And then we have a 46-year-old guy in the UK who was arrested after he got high and went on a vigilante rampage on the freeway, intentionally crashing his car into people he thought were bad drivers.
Really?
He was driving a silver BMW. They believe that he may have been chemically affected.
No.
Those BMW drivers.
Wow.
But successfully crashed into 9 cars before the police were able to stop him. Nobody was seriously hurt. That's a miracle. Mm. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Crashing into bad drivers, I'd say.
That you think are bad drivers. Yeah. He's a bad driver.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to crash
time
into
him. Time to run
guy.
Him down.
We'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
As we turn to Brant McDonald now for a quick take on that higher-than-expected inflation number this morning. Brant, how are you? It's 836. What you got?
Yeah. Good morning, Greg and Jay, Rich.
Hey.
Greg, yeah, as promised yesterday afternoon, I wanted to touch base with you all this morning on these numbers because we know. I mean, this has been the story, really, of the last few years, these inflation numbers. Let's take a quick dive into this. So a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. You look at the headline number, it came in at 3.2%, which was 0.1% higher than the consensus estimate. Not really that big of a deal. But as you know, we like to lift the hood and take a little bit deeper look. And when you look at the core rate of inflation, that was hotter than expected. The super core, especially in the super core, you want to take out energy, you want to take out food, and you also take out owner equivalent rent, which is a fancy term for just housing or what does it cost to put shelter, a roof over your head. That number was blistering over 6%. And that is, I think, a little more indicative of what the general level of prices are doing and have been doing here recently. And if you look back at the last 3 months, the trend is higher. So we had that rate of increase in inflation trended down for a little while going into December. But December, January, February, we've seen those 3 months with the core and the super core beginning to reaccelerate. That is a bit of a concern, and it's certainly not something that you would expect the Fed to be talking about cutting interest rates. But as we've been talking about on the afternoon show, Greg, this is a political year, and there's an incredible amount of pressure on the Fed that's coming from the White House to cut rates and probably going to start up QE.
So, when did they meet again? The Fed? When do they meet?
We get the next FOMC meeting is next week on the 20th.
Gotcha.
So, and keep in mind, too, we get more data this week. We're getting industrial production. We're getting the producer price index on Thursday. We're getting some retail sales information this week as well. And on top of that, consumer confidence numbers. So a whole lot of data this week. Certainly before we go into the Fed meeting, I think we probably see this market trade sideways at best until we get this Fed meeting out of the way next week.
Yeah, last I looked, it was up like 4 points. So that's sideways, right?
Yeah, you know, we see a little, I would expect to see a little bit of green every day, a little bit of red every other day. We're just going to meander along until we get to that Fed meeting. That's the big thing.
Brant, we appreciate you taking time out of your morning to share the advice with us, and we look forward to you joining us this afternoon. Hey, did the team win yesterday?
We did, man.
All right.
The Fighting Budells got off to a hot start for the season. We're 1-0, man. 1-0.
We really appreciate that little piece of additional good news this morning in lieu of everything else. Brant, we'll catch you at 5:15.
Sounds good. Y'all have a great day.
Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I went back and finished the story on the guy who robbed the adult store.
Yeah.
And there was nothing in his possession that came from the shelves.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He had a gun and a double-edged knife, but nothing that ran on batteries. It is 8:40. Back to the traffic dungeon. Lots going on this beautiful Tuesday morning.
Well, we've had an incident on I-85 southbound. At first, it was called in as a major accident. Now they're saying disabled vehicles around this possible accident. It has caused traffic to go into slow motion on 85 southbound into Montgomery. If you're coming in from Mount Biggs to Chantilly, traffic has almost stopped there. Of course, all the folks trying to get on 85 southbound to go downtown from Chantilly Parkway and Atlanta Highway have got that gummed up pretty good. Going to take you a few minutes to get through there. They're trying to clear that. That's also in a construction zone. So an absolute mess right there coming into Montgomery on 85 southbound. Light to moderate traffic everywhere else. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New, and this is just out, Trump versus the Talking Heads. A new parody.
You know, you may say to yourself, well, how did I get there?
Many good things go by. Let the water hold me down. Many good things go by. Water flowing under the into the blue ocean. After the money's gone, once in a lifetime. Water flowing under
the. You may ask yourself, what is that beautiful house? You may ask yourself, where does that highway hold you? Yourself. Am I right? Am I wrong? And you may say to yourself, my God, what have I done?
Letting the days go by. Let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground into the blue ocean. Into the silent water.
That's one of the better ones. There's a non-stop release of all kinds of political parodies at this time. By the way, I wish I could find it quickly. There's a montage of Democrats who cannot apparently say the word insurrection, and they substitute something else.
Yes.
I just realized that you're you're going to get less and less of those kind of chopped up videos because, I mean, I can just plug his voice into a voice clone AI thing and have him say the lyrics.
Make him say anything.
Right? Like, yeah. You don't have to go through hours of tape and editing to get those words.
And I thought about the work that they put into that, that little piece.
I know, but I could totally put his voice into an AI clone and just go with it.
Yeah.
Looking for the clip. I'll come up with it. I've got it. In fact, I think I just saw it on Messenger this morning.
No, I can get him to sing Morning Train.
Yeah, that would be fun. Let's see. Not here. I have no idea what's going on with my Facebook page this morning, but all of a sudden it is not allowing me to, apparently people can't access my page. I've probably been suspended or convicted of some other crime. In the meantime, let me talk about
what's your name again?
The newest thing at Jack Ingram. In fact, John Ingram, the general manager, Ingram, and by the way, isn't it nice to know there's still a family automobile dealership in the area? The Ingram family has been there for years, and it's always been their trademark to resell vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted. Their commitment to not resell somebody else's troubles is unparalleled. And they've taken that to the next level. Not only an 84-point multi-point inspection by certified technicians to make sure the engine meets factory standards, it gets to the body shop. They go to the Carfax Vehicle History Report to make sure it's never been in a wreck. And then after that, and only after that, do they put it on the floor for your consideration in cars that now come with a certified warranty backed by Nissan's Certified Select program that includes Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestic imports. They want to take the guesswork out of it. You know, with 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. So all you got to do is shop the vehicle, because in addition to that warranty, each one is reconditioned, comes with the roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and limited warranty. So you can drive with confidence. All you need to think about is this the car that is going to be great for me, the family, the business, or a new driver in the family. 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of that warranty and rental car reimbursement for that same period of time. They've taken all the doubt out of the equation, so you don't have to doubt where to go to find your next vehicle, and that's Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard. See John Ingram and the team at the River Region's true family automobile dealership. Jay, I have my... When we come back, we will check in with one of our friends from the rodeo, which is back in town.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's P Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
At this time, we're pleased to welcome Galen Grays, Vice President of the Southeastern Livestock Exposition, the rodeo coming to town. And Galen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell us about this year's rodeo.
We're all excited. It's coming up starting Friday evening at 7. Saturday afternoon matinee at 1. Mm-hmm. Saturday evening at 7. Sunday matinee at 2. This is our 10th year to use the contractor, stock contractor out of Oklahoma, Frontier Rodeo. We'll have all 8 major events each day. We also, starting Wednesday evening, tomorrow evening, we'll have our Miracle Rodeo for people with disabilities. That'll be in Garrett Coliseum. Then we'll start out with the junior livestock programs on Thursday morning. These will be beef cattle, showmanship, steers, and then heifers on Saturday.
Now, the show itself, that's going to take place where?
At Garrett Coliseum.
Okay.
Southeastern Livestock Expo was started in 1958 by some cattle and horse people that wanted to promote youth programs in agriculture, especially in the livestock side of it. And so it's been going since 1958.
And how can people get tickets for the event?
They can call into or look into www.sle.com and they can pick them up at the office in Garrett Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. Any particular new events added to the venue this year? What are some of the things that you're most excited about for this year's rodeo?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And all of the PRCA rodeos, pretty much all of them now, are putting in breakaway roping for the ladies. That's relatively not new to the ladies, but it's new to the PRCA because they just had their own WPRA system. Mm-hmm. But now that's new. We also have a $10,000 bounty that Wind Creek Casinos puts on the bull on Saturday evening, so that's very exciting for people to watch.
Cool. All right, and again, that's slerodeo.com, right, for more information?
Correct.
All righty. Well,
you can go to the Facebook, SLE Facebook.
All right.
And give you information there.
I will find that and add that to our social media this morning. Anything else that you wanted to mention while we have you on the line?
Parade is Saturday in downtown, and we're looking forward to everyone coming out. We would love to have a sellout this year. This is our fundraiser for promoting all of our youth programs. Our mission statement is to support youth programs in agriculture, especially livestock. And we're a 501c3, so all of our money goes back into supporting those programs.
Again, are we seeing, I'm looking for a sign of hope, are we seeing some young people attracted to this as a career, as their future?
Yes. If you look back at the major leaders in agriculture, these were students of 4-H and FFA.
Right. My daughter was in 4-H for a long time.
They learn all of the management skills. So if you look at the livestock programs, As a matter of fact, I served in Garrett Coliseum back years ago. And I had a history of livestock and been working in animal health over the years. But yes.
Because there's some great careers in that field.
Yes, sir. And we see a number of those youth that go into vet school or go back out and become ag teachers or FFA ag teachers or 4-H agents. And those are directing those young people now. So we see great programs at Auburn University for them. One of the things also, other than just the fact of showing, we have other programs for the youth and livestock. It could be photography. It could be speech. It can be judging. We had a livestock judging program Thursday of last week, and we had basically 400 kids from all over the U.S.,
that's very encouraging.
That's college, junior college, 4-H, FFA, from about eight different states.
All right, our guest has been Galen Graves, Vice President, Southeastern Livestock Exposition. Go to slerodeo.com for more information, and welcome back. It's always good to catch up with you guys every year. Thank you.
Thank you for having us and letting us tell about our rodeo.
Always. You're always welcome here, my friend. Thank you. This will be our final traffic update as we get ready for Alabama Unfiltered.
And the good news, they've got the problem on I-85 southbound taken care of. If you're coming into Montgomery, traffic's back to normal there. We have light to moderate traffic all over the area. Busiest on I-85 northbound out of downtown Montgomery and also 65 southbound, light to moderate traffic there. No major problems anywhere at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm Wendell Chay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
All right, we're at 8:58 on News Talk 93.1 FM. A final word this morning for our friends at Prattville Farm Center. And this is where, you know, you go through the winter and there's things you can do, but we're heading into growing season. It's time to start taking care of the lawn. They have chickens in stock. And last I checked, fruit trees. Now, we're having some trees go
tomorrow.
Yeah, tree master's coming out, but I was thinking of getting out to Prattville Farm Center and putting in some fruit trees, like a pear.
I was going to say maybe peach.
Yeah, plenty of choices. Whether it's something you want to grow or nourish, or it's something you don't want anymore, like weeds or all that spring stuff that comes up in the lawn, they've got everything you need to take care of it. There isn't a product they don't sell that doesn't come with instructions on how to get maximum benefit out of what you need. An incredible selection of tools that make gardening and planting a lot easier, and an incredible staff. I've always called it the Giant Drucker Store of the preferred community because it's warm, welcoming, and friendly at Prattville Farm Center. You'll find them on Memorial Drive, about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's, and they're open Monday through Friday, and half a day on Saturday now, from I believe 8 in the morning till noon. That's Prattville Farm Center, where our friends, the Burkhalters, can be found. What a crazy morning. Started out, still felt like Time Change City, but man.
We had some good moments here.
Well, yeah, we did. We went off the rails there for a while. It was a lot of fun. And thanks for the bonus Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson. I'm sure you may have changed somebody's life with that today, Rich.
Maybe.
In the meantime, the incredible team chemistry of Alabama Unfiltered is coming back. Tales from Boston and Beyond with Joey at noon, and I will see you at 3 after.